This is the 5-Minute Focus for September 15, 2022. And this is just a quick question. If something is the opposite of unprecedented, that makes it precedented, right? Is there a precedent for tossing one's political opponents in prison?
The Todd Herman Show is 100% disapproved by big pharma, technocrats, and tyrants everywhere. Now, from the high mountains of free America, here's the Emerald City Exile, Todd Herman.
Today is the day the Lord has made, and these are the times through which God has decided we shall live. Another week, communication with people losing, dropping, not misplacing. I keep saying that, dropping unwanted fat from their bodies with our partners at SodaWeightLoss.com. Oh, 5-Minute Focus. That's right, we don't do that. Low on calories. There you go. Turning into Joe Biden because I'm low on blood sugar. Hour one. Dr. Tony Fauci would rather not turn over certain papers to certain people, such as a certain United States senators. He is stalling in turning over his papers in regard to the censorship of Americans. This is the easiest thing to see, and yet it is so frustrating because so many cannot. The rolling of the American people continues. This is the figurehead with a brand new way to use the safe and effective mRNA.
For each of the ways we know cancer today, we know we can change the trajectory. For example, to prevent cancers, scientists are exploring whether mRNA vaccine technology that brought us safe and effective COVID-19 vaccines could be used to stop cancer cells when they first arise.
Well, since they appear to be causing cancer, why couldn't they stop it? But safe and effective, no, these lies are going to continue. And we're going to have to continue to push. And there are whistleblowers. There is an Israeli whistleblower who has absolutely blown the roof off of Israel's lies about these injections. They aren't stupid. People need to stop saying they're all stupid. The Israeli data proves they're lying. So does this. Dr. Merrill Nace.
For the buildings that you're in when you get it, et cetera. So basically, it's a sort of a Russian roulette. You don't know what you're getting. You don't know whether one lot will be the same as another. And because the government is so anxious to get these doses into you, they've stopped counting doses. So what they're saying is, even if you got 3, 4, 5 prior doses of COVID shots, that's okay. As long as 2 months has elapsed since your last dose, you can get one of these new boosters.
And she points out, again, for everybody to remember, the current push for this trash has never been tested in humans, not one single time. I'm sure that shocks the boss of Pfizer, who is now quadrupling down. Oh, it wasn't his decision.
They failed at the 2 years of war on mRNA since 2018, together with BioNTech, to develop a flu vaccine, made them believe that the technology is mature and we are at the cusp of delivering a product.
And, oh, he didn't want to do it. So we have the Israeli study that shows that this stuff is making people sicker. Once again, this is from a whistleblower. This is from inside Israel's Ministry of Health. We have a new study that shows the injections are up to 90 times worse than the disease. We have medical officials, so-called public health officials in Australia, beginning to talk about people going home dying.
Yes, it does concern us when there are deaths at home. From the few reports that I've been seeing, we're seeing reports of people having an illness for a short period and then sudden deaths. And we've reported about those earlier on. That's been reported.
Well, it's being whispered. I'll talk about what this means in comparison to the long COVID stuff the media continues to push, because long COVID is probably injection injuries in my mind. Oh, but that would probably make me insane, like this German doctor who got put into an insane asylum for just a little while because he was speaking truth about the COVID flu.
But the first question she asked me was, what is the date? And I said, April 11th, 2020. And then the third question was, what is the current year? Well, and then, I mean, this was not very intelligent, but you must understand this was a kind of silent protest. I answered 1984. And well, I guess, I don't know whether she didn't understand it or, and then it continued like this. And in the end, she wrote the diagnosis Corona Insanity. So she invented a new diagnosis for me, Corona Insanity.
Pardon me, doctor. Good thing that can never happen here.
I want to say thank you to so many people, but I really do want to call out especially some of the people from some of the nations across our beautiful planet.
Yeah, that's Dr. Simone Gold. She got put in jail for reading a speech about the COVID flu inside the Capitol. She's out now. But good thing people aren't building up a head of rage about this.
But I wasn't allowed to eat in a restaurant.
Okay.
I could wear the uniform, go to a burning building, but not eat here.
Thank you.
What's wrong with you people? Trust the science.
Thank
you guys are f***ed up.
That's hour one. Hour two, the Department of so-called Justice is hiding its plans to rig elections. This is not me saying this. It's not me at all. I'm quoting a writer for The Federalist who has written books about this. Molly Hemingway has covered this extensively. Now, Sean Fleetwood follows up with what the DOJ is doing to hide the records of how federal agencies intend to subvert the elections. Well, part of that, of course, is going after Trump supporters.
This show has obtained a subpoena from Merrick Garland's DOJ issued in the past week. And what it demands is both unlawful and without precedent in American history. The subpoena claims to be investigating, quote, any claim that the vice president and or president of the Senate had the authority to reject or choose not to count presidential electors. Now, keep in mind that any claim you make as an American citizen about electors, any claim you make about American politics, period, is protected explicitly under the First Amendment. That's our core freedom. It's why we live here. It's why we're proud to be Americans. It's why so many American servicemen died protecting our country. Those are the freedoms that they fought to preserve.
Oh, there's so much to this. There are federal agencies who are putting together plans behind the scenes for how they're going to help with turnout. Oh, and vote counting. And the DOJ is hiding a bunch of this stuff. The Department of Homeland Security, some officers there are being investigated for retweeting a guy who used to work in the White House. There is a plea deal underway for the key five 9/11 terrorists. So much to cover in hour number two. It's a 5-minute focus. Please do use that share button on your podcast app. And please do always make sure if this show gets in the way of you spending time with God, please just drop the show and spend more time in prayer to the Lord.